You mess up, you gotta get out of line. This is the after show for Bring It. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Gotta have faith.
Gotta have a little bit of faith.
You gotta have a little bit of faith on the Dolls team.
Yes.
Baby.
Hello, yeah. Everybody. Hello.
It's not as easy to dance to as our usual intro song.
That's true. But we have to have a little faith.
Yeah.
I mean, this episode was all about faith.
We need faith. You need faith. We all need faith.
Mm-hmm. We need you, faith. Stay with us. Hello, everybody. I'm Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard III. And my beautiful co-host over here.
I am Tamara Brown. You can find me on YouTube at Hey Tamara. And you can find me on Snapchat at Hey Tamara.
Good one. So this one is season 4, episode 6, Losing Faith. Faith.
Yeah, surprise ending.
Yeah, I know. This one was, I was just so up and down. I mean, it basically is centered around Faith. I mean, yeah. She's one of the most, like Coach D said, she's one of the most, like, cross-trained dancers.
Uh-huh. Versatile.
Just, yeah.
And strong, and one of the strongest.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's new. Like, it's only been the past 2 seasons that she's been with us, mm-hmm. but she dove in and they made her such a big part of the team, like, so fast
yeah.
that it would be crazy to lose Faith. That would, like, change the dynamic of the show.
Definitely. I think she, you know, but I understand what she was saying. Basically, in this episode, she's like, I'm a kid. I'm a teenager. I want to go out and hang out with friends. Mm-hmm. I want to go out and, you know, do crazy girl stuff on a Friday night. So I understand what she's saying. But Faith, we need you. Mm-hmm. You know, I love her.
Hang in there. Hang in there, girl. We need that baby face.
Mm-hmm.
We need that little, I want to squeeze those cheeks every time I see her.
Definitely. So, like we were saying, we open up with Faith and her mom in the car. And Faith wants to go out with her friends on a Friday night. And
Looking for dress shopping. Dresses, yeah. Because yeah. I guess she got nominated for the court for homecoming.
Yeah, congratulations. Definitely, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So she wants to go out and, you know, pick out dresses. Do what every 16-year-old girl, you know, wants to do with her friends. Hang out. And we also see opening up that Coach D brought back Tori, of course.
Oh, Tori.
Can't leave him out the loop.
He is a tough cookie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely a tough one. So, and then we see that the girls are going to be going up against a few newcomers, a few new teams here, the Champagne Girls, but they've seen them before.
Mm-hmm.
The Southern Royalettes. Too Much Dance, which is your new one.
Too Much Dance is from Indianapolis. They're, like, really bringing in these, like, we had the team from, what was it, Cleveland, somewhere in Ohio, the New York team. Like, they're trying to go, I guess maybe they've competed too much with the other teams in the South, and so that's why they're opening it up to these other regional teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. I like seeing all the new teams.
Me too. I like seeing what they have to bring to the table.
Yeah.
And then we also see that, wasn't there another one? Oh, no, it was just those three.
Those three, yeah. So it's 4 of them total.
Mm-hmm. And then they have to do a duet battle alongside of the stands battle. And we see that Coach D chooses Deja and Faith to do the duet battle. And they have to do a ballet routine,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't know Deja was trained in ballet.
Yeah, well, last episode, because Deja was one of them in the last episode when they were doing the freestyle,
yeah,
and they
her?
Could have chose, yeah,
oh.
yeah, and so I like Deja. She's getting to be one mm-hmm. of my favorites because, yeah, she like Faith is a versatile dancer. She's got a lot of, you know, ballet and lyrical training too, and yeah, I just like her. She's fun to watch, but
mm-hmm.
I like that they're having these, in this past 2 episodes, having these, like, opening it up to different types of dance other than just majorette.
Yeah.
Because I guess the girls, you know, if they're going to get those scholarships, and especially because of the Broadway dance, they're going to get that summer intensive, they need to be more well-rounded of a dancer.
True.
So I like seeing the girls trying new, just seeing them perform different types of dance. That's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, like you were saying, how are they going to get the scholarships if you're only doing hip hop? You know what I mean? Or majorette. Like, yeah. It's kind of limited, but go ahead, do you. And then we also see that the DDPs, they still don't like Tori. Still, I mean, Tina is just not going with it. Mimi, of course, isn't going with it. And Brittany is like beyond over
it. You know, sometimes they don't like somebody and it doesn't have, there's like no reason why. Maybe they're just being a little catty. But this, I mean, they got good reason.
Yeah.
He's a pill. He's been real rude. So, I mean, I wouldn't like him either if I were them. I'm trying to decide if I like him or not. Because I do think, you know, it's great that he is clearly a very trained dancer and, you know, has a very strong background and resume and everything like that. And I think that's really cool that the girls get the opportunity to learn from somebody who's so so trained. But yeah, that attitude. I mean,
yeah, I don't know why. It's just so fierce.
Do you like him?
You know, I still don't know. It's like at certain points I'm like, no. And then other ones I'm like, okay, you know, he's just being a coach. Like,
yeah,
he's just giving a little bit. But when he said that thing about the ballet, like, I'm training this style of ballet and
you don't know what that know. Is.
Yeah, that's like, when I was like,
ooh. Why you gotta be like that?
Exactly. Like, you don't even know these ladies like that to be throwing shade.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I need to see one more episode. Next episode, then I'll probably know if I like him.
Yeah.
Like, because this...
He's got to do something redeeming.
I know.
Because, like, he's one of those people that... Because there are certain people that just love their attitude so much that they think that that just defines who they are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be purposefully, you know, rude to people, I'm always just like, I don't need to put up with that.
I know.
We don't got time for that. Come on now. Mm-hmm. But maybe he'll do something that, you know... wins over the moms.
Exactly. And I thought it would be this, him teaching them, you know, like lyrical style and a little bit more of versatile, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't doing it.
Yeah.
He's not winning over the moms. Especially when he called Tina Tanya. And then Nina.
See, like, that seems like, I feel like he's doing that on purpose he's trying to push their buttons, you know?
Yeah. But I'm like, how you just... I'm just gonna walk up to her. That's right, Tanya. And she's like, my name is Tina.
And then the way he goes, like, when they all make the plans to meet up, and he's like, I'm gonna bring name tags for you all. And he does this dismissive thing with his hand that I'd have grabbed that hand. Don't dismiss me. Don't, you know?
I know. She's like, just so rude. But okay, whatever. So then the moms, the DDPs, Tina, Mimi, and Brittany decide they want to take them out for coffee, which they're thinking, okay, maybe this would be a little bit better, if we get to know him. Coffee didn't turn out too well. Not only was he late, they didn't say how much, you know, time he was late, but they said it was a good enough time. Mm-hmm. He was still rude at the coffee shop.
Yeah. And then made them... and actually handed out the name tags and was like, because somebody had this idea to wear name tags. And they were like, because you did. That was you. That was your idea.
I know. Then he skipped the bill.
And then he, come on now. Now, all right, you're going to be, you're going to give attitude, but then you're going to be cheap. You're going to, come on now, have a little bit of class.
Exactly. He should have been buying them drinks, like, to get them.
If you're gonna pretend, like you're above somebody, which is what he's doing, like, he likes to, you know, pretend that he's, you know, he's a little pretentious. If you're gonna be like that, you gotta stay consistent. You gotta commit to it. So buying everybody else's drinks would have been part of that pretentious, I'm better than you. But to leave and not pay the bill, that's cheap. That's low.
Definitely. It's like, even Brittany said, she was like, you're just here, if you're not just here for the check, like, you need to kind of, like, be not even one with us, but, like, show some respect.
Yeah.
Like, show something. A little cold. Like, your cold heart is not going to do it. Like, we're tired of that. How dare he skip the bill? And so we move back onto them, the DDPs, going back to the viewing room, back to watching the girls practice. And we see that Coach D decides she wants to bring in ballet bars. Now, only allowed to bring in, what, like maybe a few props for this dance? For one of the, like the creative, they're allowed to bring some props in. Mm-hmm. So, I do apologize. The stance battle, they're allowed to bring props in. And so she said ballet bars because nobody would think they would do that.
Yeah.
Was that a good idea?
I liked it. Mm. I wish we saw more of the dance because the way that they were rehearsing it, I couldn't wait to see the dance. And then in the end, we didn't really get to see it.
Of course. Like always. But I thought it was a good idea, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't expect them to do ballet bars.
Yeah.
Especially if only a few of the girls can do ballet, you know, like a handful. Maybe like.
And again, it's trying to, they keep, you know, encouraging the girls to be more versatile. I'm enjoying this. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we're going to keep seeing a lot more ballet and jazz and lyrical and hip hop in future episodes. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Do you guys like it? Let us know.
I know. Leave it down in there in the comments. Let us know what's going on.
Or you want to stick with Majorette? What do you think?
Ooh. You know, I like Majorette. I think they should.
But you know, it's the fourth season, so I guess it's, you know, it's cool. We can switch it up now.
Yeah. Yeah. I like them doing Majorette, but I like switching it up, too.
Yeah.
It's like a breath of fresh air. So, but they also bring in the baby dolls, which I absolutely love. And there's one baby doll who has gotten so grown now. I don't know. I wish I knew her name, but
yeah, they don't really say their names. Exactly. They don't really introduce them. Yeah.
But I just remember she was this little thing. And now she's so big. But I love when they bring in the baby dolls because it's like a good secret weapon. Mm-hmm. And they really be dancing, those girls. Those little babies.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So
it's a lot easier. I noticed, like, it must be easy for, like, if you learn the death drop when you're, how old do you think they are? Maybe like 9?
I'd say even but you're so like close 7 or 9.
Yeah, you're so close to the ground, you could death drop a lot easier.
I know. And they be doing it too. Mm-hmm. Just whoop.
Yep. I'm like, bam, they got it.
I kind of want to see Coach D do a death drop again.
We haven't seen Coach D dance this season. Usually we see, you know, she usually gets out there for most of the seasons. There's one episode where she'll come out and dance at least, but we haven't. What's up, Miss D? Come on, get out here. Let's see ya.
What's going on?
She'll do that. She'll like hold her leg up forever. Oh, yeah. She'll do that. She'll death drop. Like, we haven't seen Miss D dance in a long time.
I know. I need to see it. I need to see that death drop again. I love it. So then we also see that Coach Tori starts writing Faith because Faith is pretty much, you know, doing her ballet, and her and Deja are training, and they just cannot get this one part where they're supposed to lift up their legs. And Coach Tori's like, what are you guys doing? Faith, you're off. Did he need to ride her that hard?
Yeah, to me, I mean, I was seeing, you know, their knees were bent. I was seeing everything that he was saying. They are, I mean, I hate to say this because I love those girls and they're so incredibly talented, far more talented than I ever will be, was, or could be. But I do, even for ballerinas, they're not up to, like, clean ballet level. Like, there was sickled feet and bent knees and, you know, their leap. You know, their grand jeté wasn't that high. Like, there's...
Right.
I think it's clear that they're new to ballet.
Mm.
So, so yeah, I can, you know, he's getting on them so that they get good for their own benefit, so that they can, you know, get those scholarships and go somewhere and, you know, do what they're... Because they're great. They're beautiful dancers, and they're going to get there.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm just like, you know, you still have to remember, these girls are used to hip-hop. You know, yes, they probably took a few ballet classes, but they're not actually trained in, like, hardcore trained ballet dancers.
Because I'm curious how long, because they always say that, like, Faith is, you know, she's more of a ballerina, and she is, but I'm even curious how long she's been doing ballet, because... Yeah, like I said, like even as good as she is at it, I think she's still fairly new, I would guess. Like new in like just the past couple years. I bet she hasn't been doing it for a long time, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, she's almost there. I still give her props.
Yeah. She's almost there.
She's almost there. So he's up there just going in on her. And of course, she even says to Deja for a little bit, does he need to be that serious or is he overthinking it? Something like that. And I was like, okay, Faith, you know, speaking back a little bit.
Yeah.
I like when the girls are a little tough, you know, they're like.
Oh, yeah, because he was like, Deja, work with her because she's not getting it or something like that. And. Something real snotty, and so
she was like, "He's over." Mm-hmm. I said, "Go ahead, Faith." So, we do see. Oh, I put down the baby dolls have grown so much.
Also, as much as attitude as Tori gives, I think it was when he said that Faith just gives him the like. She's got such a bitch face look anyway. Mm. Like she always looks like. Mm-hmm. Like she's about to F you up. She always looks like that. But she gave him just this death look. And I'd have been like, any other teacher or coach or instructor would have been like, excuse me. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, he says a lot of things, but I guess sometimes the girls give it back too, all here.
Yeah, they do. They sure do. Faith was not playing. So then we move on to Faith actually sitting down with her dad. And, you know, because Dana said, hey, Faith, if you're having some problems, you know, thinking if you want to stay on the team or not, why don't you sit down with your dad and talk to him? So she finally meets up with him. They talk about whether or not Faith should stay on the team, which was kind of sad that she was actually like debating it, like going back and forth, trying to figure out what should happen. I thought that was a sad moment. I love to see the father and daughter moment, though.
I always like it when the dads are in the episodes. Mm-hmm. I like to see him.
Especially when the dad was like, I don't know about dancing to begin with.
Because I think he's a reverend or if he's not a preacher, he's like super active in his church. And he didn't, I don't think he liked, you know, how sexual majorette dancing can be.
Oh, wow. But at least, you know, now he's kind of seeing the good, positive side from that, which is always great. But they sit down and he's like, listen, whatever you want to do, I support you. But why don't we sit down and talk to Coach D about it? Which I thought was great advice. But I also thought, well, Coach D doesn't want to lose one of her good dancers. She's probably going to be like, hey, stay with me. I mean, didn't you think that if they were... If he were to go to Coach D?
I thought Miss D was going to be more like, you want to go, go. You know, like, she's so tough love about everything. So, I guess that's what I kind of thought she was going to be like. But she was so sweet and supportive. I'll support you, whatever you do, you know.
Yeah, she was definitely really, like, laid back about it.
Yeah.
But she even said in her interview, she said, she's one of our versatile dancers. We love her. You know, it would be a big loss to the, to the company.
Yeah.
To the whole dance group. But... You know, so they talk about it, and I'm glad that they spoke about that. So let's move on to competition here. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Competition was juicy.
It was juicy. this Miss Sharon.
Yeah.
That's funny. I guess let's start with the freestyle, the duets is what we start out with.
First up, then. Is it Canton? Canton, Mississippi?
Canton, Mississippi is where it takes place. Mm-hmm. And the first team doing hip-hop was, I think that was, if I remember correctly, Too Much Dance that did the hip-hop, right?
Yep. Definitely Too Much Dance.
Yeah. And then Jazz was Champagne Girls. And then the Dolls did ballet, and then the Southern Royalettes did lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
They did great. The Dolls did great in ballet.
Yeah.
They really did.
Oh, did you notice they utilized that box that they used before?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last time Faith did, like, that was, like, her very first episode or second. That was when Faith was brand new to the team, and she did that doll in a box little solo. They had her in that little glass box. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. So they used that for their ballet box again.
Might as well. Save money.
Yeah.
Shoot. I'm all about it. And then I love the Champagne Girls, how they came out in the New Orleans style. Mm-hmm. I thought that was nice and creative because they were from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So it was like great. Too Much Dance, of course, killed it in the hip hop. I love that they are giving the dolls a run for their money. Definitely, for sure. Too Much Dance. And then the, I want to talk about the Southern Royalettes with this coach, Sharon.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. So there's rules to dancing.
Yeah.
Which some people may not know or they, you know, may have forgotten. You're supposed to dance in a certain time limit, have so many people on the floor, just like maybe even a basketball game, or if you compare it to another, you know, sports type of thing. Mm-hmm. The dolls were only supposed to dance for 3 minutes. Sharon from Southern Royalettes thought, you know, maybe I should time them to see how long they should take. Turns out the dolls dance for 3 minutes and 50 seconds, 56 seconds.
Yeah, and you know, like, it sucks that she's that much of a stickler, that she, like, has to, you know, narc on everybody. But at the same time, it's like, why is Miss D breaking these rules? She's done it a lot in the past. Like, there'll be, like, you know, I forget instances where she's, you know, had a prop when they weren't supposed to, or went over the time, or had too many girls on the floor, or something like that. I think Miss D's like so confident that sometimes she'll sidestep the rules a little bit. Mm. Every once in a while gets called out, but I get the feeling for most of these competitions, there's rules, but most of the time nobody really cares. Because I think the other teams break them from time to time too. So on one hand, I'm like, well, this lady's, you know, a pain in the butt. But on the other hand, why is Miss D breaking the rules anyway? That dance could have been just as good at 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, Sharon, let it go. Like, calm down. I don't want anybody else to break the rules, because let's say if the shoe was on the other foot, we would be like, wow, why is she taking so long? But it's like, Sharon, you're out here with your phone out, literally timing everybody like you're a part of the judging. Like, calm down.
Yeah.
Like, bring it back.
Yeah.
So she runs over to the judges' table.
Why you gotta be that white lady calling over the manager asking for writing a bad Yelp review, you know? Sharon.
So Sharon runs over to the judges' table, which there was two new judges, which I always love fresh judges. Uh-huh. That's something I love. But there was two new judges, and she runs over and says, in the book, exactly, list everything. I'm just a stickler for the rules. Uh-huh. Like, give it up, Sharon. So
lame.
Exactly. And everybody's just looking at her like, okay, we understand. Calm down. So we finally move on to the... Oh, and the Royalettes did a lyrical, and they were probably mad. That's what I'm saying. I'd be mad, too, if it was that bad. It wasn't that good.
Yeah. I mean, those poor kids, like...
Yeah. I was like, girls, you guys need to practice a little more. Like, I just feel like the counts were off, the timing was off. It just wasn't good.
Girl was doing a tilt and she fell, and that was bad. You know, we don't usually see mistakes like that.
Yeah. And I was like, maybe that's why Sharon was up there. Mm-hmm. The girls, maybe she knew. They weren't practicing. But, so we then move on to the props area, which is our pretty much, it wasn't like our stands battle, was it?
It was a stands battle. The first one was Too Much Dance versus Champagne Girls. And Too Much Dance did, they changed their clothes behind that, like, black box thing. So I was like, a weird prop? Is that a prop? See, it's like, nobody's calling them out on like, they don't technically have a prop. They had, like, a clothes change. And then and then Champagne Girls did the umbrellas, the, you know, New Orleans dance for their stand. So that was the first stand battle, and Champagne Girls won.
I mean, they did a great job. Because Too Much Dance, I mean, what? That box, I guess.
Yeah. It was a great dance, though.
It was a great dance.
Yeah. And I liked the, I liked what the girls were wearing before they changed. It was like purple and gold, and I think purple, gold, and black. It was like all over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. That was definitely nice. But, So, Champagne Girls won that one, like you said. And then now it's the Dolls versus the Southern Royalettes. And so the Southern Royalettes bring out hats and canes.
And Coach, oh, yeah. That's a little...
That's their prop. And Coach D was throwing shades. She was like, hats and canes?
Yeah.
Like, what? Do you think hats and canes were too little of a prop? Do you think it should have been something big? Huge?
I think it would have been a fine prop if the dance was good. If the dance was better. I mean, because you could say, like, oh, the Dolls brought out a ballet bar. That's it. Like,
that's true.
I guess it's kind of, you know, similar props in that they're both, like, types of dance, sort of. Mm-hmm. Like, if they did hat and cane and then this total, like, Fosse, just, you know, like, very Fosse dance or something like that, that it could have been, like, a really, like, just... powerful dance.
Right.
But they, it's kind of like a baby dance.
Yeah. Kind of just like, we ran out of props last minute.
We found these in the backstage prop box.
These were just laying around, so might as well wear them. So they brought out hats and canes. And Coach D, who brought out, you know, the bars, which was a great thing, great little addition. And then we see Sharon again coming over at the stance battle.
Excuse me. You know, like, so, like, isn't that exhausting? If you're going to be that kind of person, aren't you tired?
Exactly. Like, don't you get tired
of
calling everything out? She said that the girls were only supposed to do an 8 count. Or they're only supposed to have some 8 counts. She counted 6. And I'm like... Why are you counting their counts? I don't have
time for counting the... You know, exactly. Like, nobody else is...
Come on, Miss Sharon. Like, this is 1, 2. Like, you know what I mean?
She's totally the woman in the restaurant that sends back her steak 3 times. And I didn't like this wine. And can I get... Now I want a discount. Call over the manager. You know, like...
Like, who does
Sharon.
That? All in the first
round. Don't
be such
a Sharon.
But this is going down in the first round. Like, how do you know what the girls' counts are? You're not the coach. Like, this could be 1, 2. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, 1, 2, 3. Like, I don't understand. Oh, my gosh. She made me so mad.
I wonder if in the actual, like, in the competition that we didn't see on camera, I wonder if she did that for all the teams. Like, I wonder if she was going over for all the teams or just for the Dolls.
That's a good question.
If anybody was there, you let us know.
Please do. Because I want to know. Because that makes a difference. If you're just doing it for the Dolls, like, then you have something against them. If you do it for everybody else, or at least for 10, like, you're doing it for somebody else, like, then we understand.
She might be, maybe she's, like, notorious for that. They're always like, oh, every time the Southern Royalettes are here, the judges are like, oh, Jesus.
You know? Like, can't take it.
Yeah.
But, so, that's all in the first round. And they ended up losing anyways, the Southern Royalettes.
Yeah.
So, the Dolls move on to the final round. And it's the Dolls versus the Champagne Girls. Which is a good little matchup. Because the Champagne Girls were really stepping up.
Yeah.
They're a team that slept on to me.
It's kind of funny that they're a team of little girls called Champagne Girls.
I know.
It's a little inappropriate, I would think. But, yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. But I just know how parents can be. And it's like... I bet a lot of moms would get real, you know, bougie about a name, alcoholic name, and their daughter's dance team.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, Champagne Girls. Isn't that like an old group though?
and it's also, I don't know, and maybe I'm wrong, but it kind of references the Champagne Room, which is also inappropriate, you know, like. I don't know. Maybe that's not where they were going, but that's what my mind A to C's to. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. It's a little bit inappropriate.
Yeah. Maybe just, I don't know, the Champion Girls or something like that. Just switch it up.
Yeah.
But the final round is the Champagne Girls versus the Dolls. And like we were saying, the Champagne Girls are so small, but they pack such a big punch.
Yeah. See, because even in this, all they had was the pom-poms, which that's nothing, but it was a killer dance, so it was still super powerful.
Yeah, so. I mean, everybody was, even Kayla was like, I have to give them their props. I'm jamming and cheering for them, and you know, that's not even my team.
Yeah.
So, these girls were up there killing it with some pom-poms, which we don't see that often.
Yeah.
Pom-poms. Yeah. So, both teams had the small girls, though, because the dolls brought out the baby dolls. Mm-hmm. And we have the champagne girls who are already tiny, and then they're going back to back. And the baby dolls just, of course, kill it. Uh-huh. Every time, those girls are just so trained and so just on point.
Yeah, and Misty just wanted to, she knew she was up against the cute factor, so just wanted to to meet it, cute versus cute.
Definitely. So
that's what this AfterBuzz panel is also, cute versus cute.
Of course.
Right, guys?
Of course. So we then move on. The stance battle's over. And it's time for awards. Oh, but before awards, can we talk about Coach D flipping her hair in Jay Fever's face?
I noticed that too.
She's over there because Coach D... Coach D went up to Sharon and was like, what are you talking about my 8 counts? Like, I have a college degree. I know how to count. And swings her hair and hits Jay Fever right in the face.
And he, yeah.
Right in the eye.
And he just pretends like, he's like, I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen.
I know. Like, he hits it. He kind of like, what?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. I was like, you can at least say sorry, Coach D. Yeah. I know you're mad.
But... Careful. Be careful.
You could have said, oh, sorry, my weave, you know.
You don't want to incur the wrath of Jay Fever.
Mm-hmm. He seems like the type he would just get on you.
Yeah.
But so it's now time for the ceremonies. And for the two of them, the duet, the Champagne Girls come in second. And then we find out that it's a tie between the dolls and Too Much Dance for first. You think it was Sharon who had something to do with that?
Yeah, because she went up to them, they did take off, they did deduct points for going over time. But it's like, it's what's annoying about Sharon is it's like, well, you can complain, but it doesn't benefit your team. It only, right. It hurts this team, but it's not helping you any. So
I couldn't believe that. I was like, wow, okay, take off a little bit of,
I mean, it's kind of sad, like Champagne Girls get second and Too Much Dance and Dancing Dolls tie for first, so it's basically like, here you go, Sharon, for narc being a narc, you get a last place trophy.
I know. They're just like, girl, you're not even going to be in the top three. It's only 4 teams, and you're going to be the 4th team to make this. I was like, well, you did all that for what? Exactly. You still didn't even play.
Exactly.
Like, you're being a hater for what, Sharon?
Yeah.
But whatever. Go ahead, girl. So for the stand battle with the props, of course the dolls take first place. I mean, the ballet bar, it was just... everything.
Epic. It was epic.
Very epic. Very. So they take first. But I still think, I don't know if the Champagne Girls came in second. I wonder if they do it like that. Because I would say at least, you know, they'd come in second. I know it was a final round between all of them, but still, the Champagne Girls gave them a fight. They really did. Those girls are talented.
They're great. Yeah. Just wait till they get older.
Gotta be a force to be reckoned with. Definitely. So, and then at the end, we see Faith and her parents walking out. And this part kind of had me, where Faith was tearing up.
She was really upset about tying for first.
She was like, why would they take points off? Like, I put in all my work, my effort for this. Yeah. And I was like, oh, Faith, I feel you. I feel you. Because her and Deja did a great job. And she just starts crying. And she was like, you know, I'm just going to stay, which is a good thing. I was happy for.
Yeah, I'm glad. The title of this episode is misleading. I thought we really were going to lose Faith this episode.
I know.
Yeah, glad she stayed.
I guess they were just playing with us a little bit.
I think so. Toying with our emotions.
I can't believe y'all. But I'm glad Faith is staying. And, you know, I want to see more of Deja because I love her little interviews. And I want to see the twins again, Angela and Angel.
Yeah, we're not seeing them at all. We're not seeing Tamala's daughter. You know, they have Tamala join the moms, but we don't really see her much.
I don't understand. I mean, this is only episode 6. To figure out, you know, a few more episodes in, but, you know, we don't see the twins that much.
Yeah.
Hmm.
come on back, Angel and Angela. By the way, we only have, I think we only have like a couple, like two more episodes left before the like half season break that they do. Mm-hmm. So Howard and I were discussing guests that we could invite to have on the show from mm-hmm. from Bring It. So who would you guys like to see? Who would exactly. Should we have Mr. Tori call in, or maybe Mimi, or Miss D if we can get her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let us know. I mean, we'll definitely go try for Miss D, Coach D. She's got to come. You've got to come.
Who would you want? Who would you want to interview most?
Definitely Coach D.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I think of Mr. Tori.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. We should have them both.
Be a little afraid, though. I don't want him
definitely
throwing
have
shade
them.
At me.
I know. Oh, also,
I'm sensitive.
Also, we forgot to say happy birthday, but happy belated birthday to Sunjay.
Yes.
Her birthday was like on the 9th or the 10th of this month, February. So happy birthday to you.
Happy
She's 20
Sunjay.
Already.
Wow.
I was like, wow. Well, you go ahead. Happy birthday to her. And the dolls are back on tour.
And they're back on tour, yep.
So we need to figure out something, Tamara. We have to go see them.
Yes,
we have to buck or die.
I need to get me one of those t-shirts.
I know. I want one, too.
Buck like Kayla.
Mm-hmm. I want one of those. Or I just want a regular one that says DD4L.
Yeah.
You know, keep it simple. Yeah. Keep it classy. But, yeah, so guys, let us know. Of course, you can keep up with us using the hashtag ABTVBringIt. And let us know if you got to go on tour to see the girls. I'll let you guys know when they'll be in LA or when they'll be in a city near you.
And send us that footage. We used to get, some of you guys used to, like, send us from your phones, like, private Instagram message of, like, the behind-the-scenes footage. You haven't done that in a while. We'd love to see it.
Yeah, definitely. We'll talk about that, too. But like always, guys, we appreciate you tuning in with us with this wonderful after show. Of course, I am Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third. Oh, of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
And I'm Tamara Brown. You can find me on Twitter at Brown Tamara.
Yay! We appreciate you. Use that Twitter. Comments down below. Por favor. And we will see you guys next week.
Mwah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.